If you enjoy working with small children and helping them learn, the occupation of early childhood educator may be for you. Early childhood educators work with infants, toddlers, preschool, and school-age children. They may work in small family day homes or large daycares. We talked with an early childhood educator to learn more.
My name is Lori Knoll, and I am an early childhood educator. And at the present time, I am a play school teacher. And I have been in the field for about 22 years. An early childhood educator is a person that provides a program for children from birth to 5 years old. And it's usually a learning through play program that the children could play and have fun at the same time growing as a whole child. So cognitively, emotionally, socially, physically, and through language.
You need to click on this rainbow at the top.
My hours at play school may seem short. The children are there from 9 to 11 and 1 to 3. But I arrive usually about 8:15, get the classroom set up, and work throughout my lunch hour, preparing crafts again, cutting and getting ready for the following week or following month. And then the children come from 1 to 3, and then again I clean up, do some cleanup duties and a bit more preparation before I leave. So my day is usually about 8:15 to 4 o'clock. A typical day at play school is a very busy day. When the children arrive, it's free play. So free play is a really good opportunity for the children to play with toys that they like to play with, but yet learning through their play. So it's a time where I'd like to go and parallel play with them, suggest options that they can, different centers that they may go to, crafts that they can participate in, and that is called free play. After free play, we have cleanup time, and they're really good at cleanup time. When the bells ring and the song comes on, they start to clean up. So our next activity after cleanup time is circle time, and that's a really important time for learning. And it's a fun time because we sing songs, we do the calendar, we do the weather, and we talk about the theme of the week. And it's a time where I can teach them a whole bunch of things that, and they don't really even know that they're learning. And after circle, the children are prepared to go do a craft, and it has to do with the theme usually. And it's a really important time for me because I have goals that I would like them to meet at the end of the year. Things like cutting and gluing and writing their name and following directions. So all of those things can get done by doing a craft. Then we go to read some books and do puzzles, and then we have our snack. And after snack, we get ready to go home already. So it's a very, very quick 2 hours. After the 2 hours is up, though, my day is not complete because I have to get ready for the next class or clean up after the end of the day. An early childhood educator requires some type of training, whether it be a four-year degree or a two-year diploma program.
October starts with a letter O.
An early childhood educator has many opportunities or options when they finish their education. I have had the opportunity to work at a daycare. I've had the opportunity to work at both a privately run daycare and a municipally operated daycare. When I was in school, I had a practicum at a playroom as a playroom therapist in a hospital. There's play schools. There's many options that you can do. Being a play school teacher, I really believe that you need to be organized. I think you need to be very creative. And I think the most important thing, working with children, you need to be caring and trusting and nurturing and to provide an atmosphere where they feel safe and loved. I don't really find that there's many challenges working in a play school. The children are usually not a challenge at all. The odd time you might have a few challenges in terms of behavior, that type of thing. So learning to deal with parents and learning to work with a board of directors that changes every year is my main challenge. I'm always thinking about what I need for play school. So even when I'm out shopping, I need to buy belt, or I need to buy something at the dollar store. So I'm forever thinking about play school. So it's really important that I do things for myself as well. So I love to curl, and I am the skip of the team, and I curl in two ladies' leagues, one at night and one during the day. I'm extremely happy with my career choice as a play school teacher. And every day is a new day, and the children make me laugh every day. And that's what makes it fun to come to work.
To become an early childhood educator in Alberta, you'll need at least 1 year of recognized post-secondary education to meet the requirements of the Alberta Child Care Licensing Regulation. You can find out more about requirements and the types of programs that are recognized at www.child.alberta.ca/childcare. If the occupation of early childhood educator interests you, there's more information available, including educational requirements and salary ranges, in the occupational profiles on ALICE. You may also be interested in the related occupations of child and youth care worker, elementary school teacher, or nanny. Learn more on the ALICE website and make the most of your future. Visit us at alice.alberta.ca.